They call them the Snow Sisters. Team Quay, the only all-women indigenous snow sculpture team in the U.S., makes the most incredible snow sculptures. As the wind blows across the darkened Minnesota State Fairgrounds, snow sculptor Heather Friedley is feeling the almost zero temperatures in her knees. They feel rubbery, and it's happened before. In fact, Friedley, an Anishinaabe Indian who has been snow sculpting for 15 years, says she developed something like permanent calluses on her knees from all her bouts of frostbite. It's nearing the end of day two of three of the Minnesota State Snow Sculpting Competition late in January. Friedley, the captain of Team Quay, is joined by her sister Juliana Welter and her snow sister Kelly Thune. Their 2023 sculpture design, Knitting Needles, Yarn and Knitting, is inspired by Team Quay member Maggie Thompson, who had to bow out at the last minute due to a family emergency. Thompson is a textile artist and knitter. They carved the structure out of an 8-by-8-foot block of snow. An investigation committee releases more details of the South Dakota State Senator Julie Freimuller drama. The Senate voted Monday to suspend Freimuller. Minutes after the Senate hearing started, Stephen Hogard, a Sioux Falls attorney and former legislator, filed a lawsuit on behalf of Freimuller against Senator Lee Schoenbach, the president pro tem of the Senate, to protect her First Amendment rights. Senator Tom Pischke, Republican of Del Rapids, motioned to reinstate Freimuller and delay the discipline committee, but it failed. By Monday evening, the nine lawmakers named onto the disciplinary committee met for the first time to establish their procedure over the course of the investigation. It is my intent to run this committee fairly and efficiently, said Senator David Wheeler, Republican from Huron, who chairs the committee. It must balance due process considerations, protection of the employee, public transparency, democratic representation, and institutional integrity. It is my hope that when we have completed our work, we will have struck the appropriate balance. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.